guests almost brought in loaded guns into Walt Disney World this week, but that Brazilian couple still got through with their selfie stick. Disneyland is getting digital fast pass. Great, another defective thing we gotta pack up and send to them. It might be Halloween, but the scariest thing is how many Christmas decorations are already up in Orlando. You've read WDW News today. Now you'll experience WDW News tonight. Ooh, it's the Ghost Studio audience. They can't be seen, but they're there. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Halloween edition of WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss. Any questions? The dumbest thing I've ever done. It's so stupid.
Anyway. The audience wouldn't shut up.
David S. Pumpkins. joining me is the always creepy Nicholas Cicero over there in that other room. Welcome. Where we keep him locked away from the rest of the world.
We do. And I forgot my skeleton, skin-tight skeleton outfit today.
That's a really stylish shirt. You. Are you going like on a date after this? Like,
what are you... No, I'm just looking good. Oh, looking good for the show. About time, right?
Yeah.
In
the production booth.
I do look pretty good tonight.
The man who looks like a bearded skull, Jason Diffindahl.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed as Figment. You're not you don't have his mic turned on, do you?
Oh, there you go.
Hey, howdy, hey.
Hey.
All right.
I still can't get over that background. We need to do something about that.
Marty McFly helping out tonight also. I mean, Michael Batista.
We are all good. We got the flux capacitor.
It's time to go back. Anyway. I haven't done that in a while, so I want to do it. Thank you, Michael. Michael will be helping us out tonight as well, because it takes a lot of idiots to keep this show.
It's a village.
Yeah. How many idiots does it take to do a WWNT show? You're about to find out.
I think it's seven.
Seven? Seven. Anyway. And now the news! Brought to you by TeePublic. And tonight we're doing a sale. There is a Halloween sale, thanks to only through WDWNT.com, mind you. It's not all of TeePublic. It's just our store. So you want to go to WDWNT.com, click that link and shop with us. $14 shirts and more. Pretty exciting.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So more on that after the news. Big news this week. Court records show an Alabama woman, Bayla Turner. I think that's right. Bailey? Is that Bailey spelled like that?
It's Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey. Yeah.
That's weird. I've never seen that before. Bailey Turner was arrested on a charge of carrying a concealed firearm after Disney security found a .380 caliber pistol in her backpack.
It happens.
Apparently the woman did have a concealed weapon permit in Alabama, but it had expired. Even if the permit had been valid, however, of course, weapons are not permitted in Disney theme parks. When asked why she had the gun, the woman responded, "You canceled my dinosaur fast pass."
As good a reason as any.
Oh, this is the worst show. This is the worst.
I think I recognize her from the blog, the comments on that post. My goodness.
If they had given her Everest instead of Primeval World, she wouldn't have done it.
Not a problem.
Yeah. The only weapons you're allowed to have at a Disney park are sold out of carts in the evening. Of course. That was silly. Also, the same day, a Louisiana man attempted to bring a loaded firearm into Epcot.
Mm.
The weapon was found at the security checkpoint at the entrance of the park, and prior to the metal detector area, the man disclosed he had a gun on him just prior to being screened. If he had not been chosen to be screened, he said he was not going to disclose his weapon in a report from the deputy. Crazy, crazy week.
Yeah.
But you know what that means, Nick? From the people who brought us the Orlando Wheel of Theme Park Disasters, I finally get to use my "Where in the South did a guest try to bring a gun from" map. All right, so we got... Well, she was from Alabama, right?
Yeah, she was.
All right, so I have to apply this gun to Alabama. Hold on.
There you go.
There's right Alabama. There. All right, we got our gun on Alabama. Fun. This is more fun than the Lego Advent calendar. Right, and we're going.
You got big enough guns there?
Louisiana. Yeah, I think so. Louisiana's the other gun. I'm running out of room already on this map.
There you go.
Two more, and I get Connect Four. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see before the year's over if I can fill in the rest of my map.
Let's hope so. It's like gun bingo.
Yeah, kind of. Four in a row, and I get a free sub. It's so stupid. And there goes half the audience. Anyway, as WDWNT reported first, Celebrate the Magic of the Magic Kingdom is on its way out, coming in once upon a time from Tokyo Disneyland. Let's hope it's better than the last thing they sent to us, Cinderellabration. In this new to the U.S. show, Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast shares bedtime stories with Chip, taking them on a magical journey to the most adventurous scenes from favorite Disney films like Cinderella, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, and the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and surprisingly no current IPs, which makes Bob Chapek cry at night. Scenes will include a flight with Peter Pan from London to Neverland, the Mad Hatter's whimsical tea party, and a part where guests think they're watching the nightly fireworks show and leave before wishes start. Yes. Mrs. Potts and Chip end their bedtime story with a grand finale that includes appearances by characters from even more Disney films.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's an okay show if you've watched. I've watched the Tokyo version before. It's all right.
I understand that. I just like the mish-mosh of stuff that Celebrate kind of
I do, too. I like this is a more coherent show, but I like the choice of what's in. Like, I'm going to miss Wreck-It Ralph. I love that segment. I'm going to miss the turret lifting off, which, of course, stayed over from the Magic, mm-hmm. the Memories in You.
I get that, but I hope it doesn't just fall into showing us animated scenes from the films up on the castle.
It's neat. There's some neat stuff in it. It'll be fine. I don't think you'll like it as much as Celebrate the Magic, but I think we'll be okay.
Because Celebrate does different things with those characters, which is
fun. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
The show, which, of course, is a version of what currently runs at Tokyo Disneyland, minus a lot of pyro, as the Tokyo show is essentially the park's fireworks show for the evening, uses projection mapping technology to cover every nook and cranny of Cinderella Castle in vibrant images that almost appear three-dimensional. Once Upon a Time, Where Stories Take You Anywhere will replace Celebrate the Magic, which will end its run on November 3rd. Once Upon a Time debuts November 4th.
Is this going to be a more advanced projection than we're used to?
Not really. They updated the projectors at the end of the summer, so Celebrate the Magic has been a little clearer anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. It might look better. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Mm. Disneyland Resort has been testing a new Fastpass system for their theme parks in very limited capacity over the last year or so. And while the tests were never very widespread, and it seems that the actual rollout of the new system has been continually delayed, it appears Disney is finally ready to unleash the digital version of Fastpass on the West Coast. Don't hold your breath, said Rivers of Light. While it may not be a full rollout, we can confirm that Disneyland Resort is looking to launch their new digital Fastpass service at Toy Story Mania on November 20th, 2016. Some recent queue modifications were made at the attraction in preparation for this. Complaining California locals were installed, replacing Mr. Potato Head. Yeah, they're there barking at the cast members.
That's amazing.
It's unknown how exactly the Fastpass bookings will work through the app, but chances are they won't. I'm a smart ass, aren't I? Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
There are reports that other attractions around the park are already installing the infrastructure to join the digital Fastpass system in the following weeks and months, including the Twilight Zone Tower. Anyway, it's previously reported the new system will use the official Disneyland app to allow guests to book Fastpasses digitally. The new system will utilize a barcode within the app or on the ticket to redeem the Fastpass. So it'll be about as reliable as the self-checkout at your local Target.
Mm.
So good luck with that. Place item in the bagging area. It's there. It's already there. Anyway, never happened to me. Disney Springs will celebrate its very first holiday season since it was completed with an entirely revamped lineup of offerings beginning November 14th and running through January 8th.
Jingle bam.
Not at this park.
No.
This isn't a park. Not at Disney Springs.
Oh.
This year's highlights include a tree lighting ceremony, elaborate storefront window displays at select shops, probably the few that are open. You can meet and take a keepsake photo with Santa Claus and Santa Goofy. There is a holiday-themed DJ dance party. Live entertainment, including stilt walkers, pop carolers, and a cappella groups like the Test Track All-Stars. They're there. Check them out. And photo ops with oversized toy sculptures. There's also going to be the Festival of Holiday Trees, new for this year and named as not to offend anyone oversensitive, where you can wander through an enchanted wonderland and marvel at a stunning collection of custom decorated trees reminiscent of the holiday aisle at Sears. Each one has been designed to capture a popular Disney theme, so either Frozen or Guardians of the Galaxy. Begin your walkthrough experience near the play fountain outside Once Upon a Toy in the marketplace, and once there, you'll spot an alluring pathway, a clever diversion to force you to visit the stores in the town center. You know, because they're not good. But anyway. Maybe someone will finally go in Uno de 50. Someone will finally enter that store. You don't even know that's there, do you?
No, I don't even know
it's
what that
there.
Is.
You got to look. We should do a Disney Springs scavenger hunt where you just have to find some stores.
Ooh.
Like, do these stores exist? Are they there? Anyway.
Another edition of Disney Springs or Outlet.
Or Orlando Premium Outlet.
Premium Outlet.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a while. What began as the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade on ABC won't even feature a parade at Walt Disney World in 2016. Man, that's about as stupid as someone marketing something as a radio show, but it's an online video program. Filming for the annual TV tradition will take place at Walt Disney World November 9th through the 13th in all four of the theme parks. Multiple specials will be filmed to air on the Disney Channel and ABC. The filming at Walt Disney World will be limited to stage performance and musical acts. All the parade portions will be filmed at Disneyland. Great, another parade stolen by Disneyland from us. Taping dates for the Disneyland portions yet to be revealed at this time. The Park Pack Disney subscription box, those boxes have been among the most popular items sold by DisneyStore.com. Not that that's a real competition, but so far the subscription boxes have been limited to pins, ear hat ornaments, and of course it was that one-time Disneyland 60th box.
Tsum Tsum.
Well, that's not a park one. That's
no?
just a subscription box.
Oh, okay.
Box. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Now, the latest Park Pack celebrates Disney theme park attractions with a monthly limited edition coin release. That's right. You could spend your coin on coins that have absolutely no monetary value. The collection has begun with a coin for the Haunted Mansion, celebrating the attraction on both coasts. The coin is available for a $29.99 monthly subscription or a $300 annual subscription or the price of two tickets to Disney After Hours.
Got to put it in perspective for people.
We'll make two of the coins basically free.
Ooh.
All 12 coins of the collection will be inspired by classic Disney theme park attractions. Here's hoping for Stitch's Great Escape and the Making of Me.
Oh, Making of Me coin. That would be epic.
Yeah. In the spirit of the Rose and Crown Pub and the Beer Garden having their own merchandise, the famous Le Cellier Steakhouse in Canada at Epcot now has its own line of merchandise. Next up, the Cheeseburger Flatbread Magic Band.
Oh, come on! Give me a break.
No, you don't want a Cheeseburger Flatbread Magic Band?
I'd buy that in a second.
I know you would.
Hopefully it's scratch and sniff.
Gross.
What happens when the... What a special sound that would make when you tap it to the turnstile.
Yeah, of me vomiting after eating it. By the way, mug of the week. Light up Chernabog. Anyway. There's more news.
Don't worry.
We're already defeated. I have to do Cornac? Jeez.
You don't have to do it. Cornac's showing up.
Oh, yes. Correct. Let's not ruin the story on this show. May I refer you to my map? My map with guns.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
Just he trying to bring your gun to the park. And you was born. Without a doubt, you are familiar with the iconic fountain outside of Muppet Vision 3D at Hollywood Studios. Well, that iconic piece of studio's history is becoming a planter.
Mm.
You know how the song goes, Nick. It's time to cover piping. It's time to throw in dirt. It's time to grow some grass at the former fountain site. That's how it goes, right? That's it? No? All right. Don't worry, though. The change is only temporary. The fountain will return in some form at some point in the future, probably before the opening of Pandora, the world of Avatar. Avatar joke of the week.
Yeah.
It's believed that the nearby Star Wars construction requires the pipes for the fountains to be temporarily removed and rerouted. Good planning, guys. Mark your calendars. The temporary Miss Piggy planter will be completed by October 28th. But hey, finally something is opening at Hollywood Studios.
Right.
Get ready. Speaking of the Muppets, the Muppet Babies are returning to television in 2018 because if you made a show that was too adult for families, your next move should be a show on Disney Junior. Well, it can't be that bad. It isn't called Muppet Babies Most Wanted, I suppose. Nick, who brought us the news?
TeePublic. Don't forget to head over to WDWNT.com. Click on the TeePublic link and shop from hundreds of designs. Of course, we have the T-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDW News Today logo apparel. We have the Seven shirt.
Seven.
We have the Tom Corliss Mean Tweets March Tragic Team shirt. That one's still very popular. 9th anniversary, you can still grab that one. The cool thing about all this is that we have that sale going on right now.
Yes.
T-shirts, $14.
And so, this is only through WDWNT. Any other store or regular TeePublic is not doing a sale right now. Tonight's a special night. It's a Halloween show. I wanted to give people a special offer. And so it's just our store that's $14.
And that's anything. That's not even just our designs.
No, anything that's in our store is on sale. And then they have phone cases and prints and all that art comes, or most of that art comes in other forms as well. So it's a pretty cool thing. I contacted them earlier in the week. I said, we want to do a sale. So today through Halloween, you can get those prices. Make sure you click the link through WDWNT.com to shop with TeePublic, our exclusive sale.
Great.
And how about Make the Movie Ride Great Again?
Yes, perfect
time
to pick that up.
Which has been our most popular shirt ever.
Yeah, you get that before Election Day. You might be able to wear that to the polling places. I'm not sure if that qualifies as a campaign thing because, you know, you can't wear campaign slogans and things like that. I think they'll let you wear that one. I think they might.
I think you can get away with it.
Yeah, you probably can. No, it's just the Disney shirt. That's all it is. So yeah. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight. Go ahead and support us there. Yeah.
I want to quickly mention tonight, we're going to mention it later, but through Patreon tonight, all Patreon supporters of WDWNT are getting access to tonight's post show. Again, it's a special night.
Oh, cool.
Showing appreciation for the biggest traffic month in WDWNT history this month.
All right.
So,
Cornak, when we return,
he'll be here.
Welcome, my friends, to the most spirited season of them all. I am your host, your ghost host. The 999 happy haunts and I are ready to materialize for a spooktacular celebration. You never know who will drop in. After all, this is Halloween.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, as you know, not just our spectacular show, it's tonight special for other reasons as well, because tonight we have a great visitor from the East, the famous seer, sage, all-knowing, all-seeing, and the man who raised the spicy sweet chicken and waffle sandwich from the dead, ladies and gentlemen, Cornak the Magnificent. Welcome, oh great Cornak.
Cornak's hat is very gross.
That's okay. You still look majestic tonight.
Thank you. And may your wages be garnished by a monthly subscription box.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now in my hands, I hold a stack of hermetically sealed envelopes that have been stored in a pickle jar at the Tower of Terror since noon today. No one knows the contents of these envelopes but you. You and your incredibly divine way will ascertain the answers without ever before seeing inside these envelopes. Correct, sir?
Indeed.
Anyone could plainly see these envelopes? They're sealed. So are you ready to divine the answers for the questions enclosed in all of these?
Indeed. Hand Cornak the envelopes, please, O minion. O small, creepy man who we keep in the other room. Thank you. Okay. Let's begin. Are you ready?
I am ready, Cornak. Okay. I am ready.
A brown paper bag, some tape, and some scissors.
A brown paper bag, some tape, and some scissors.
What will I need to make a California Tower of Terror costume?
Oh, Cornac.
What? It's a good cheap option, especially with the David S. Pumpkins costume sold out everywhere.
Can't find them.
Yeah. So.
Nowhere.
All right. Park Pack.
Park Pack. Park.
What was the guy with the gun trying to do at Epcot?
Too soon, Cornac.
It's never too soon for Cornac. The sooner you get it over with, the better. Oh, we're not changing subjects either. I have a premonition.
Do you?
I have a premonition.
You're good at that.
Louisiana and Alabama, which I believe are marked on this map.
Just a good. Louisiana and Alabama.
What this has got to be about the guns, right?
Must be.
Where did the Main Street Electrical Parade break down on the way to California? Broke down only twice? Really? I would have expected more. Nick is losing it in there, by the way. Anyway. It's the stupidest one we've ever done.
One of the best.
You really think so?
That is so good.
Oh, man.
Oh, I can just picture that.
You ready? Because this one's even dumber. Oh. Cornac can feel it. This one is even worse.
I'm ready.
Destination D.
Oh, Destination D.
Destination D. What is the most popular all-male review on Orange Blossom Trail? Told you, stupider. I warned you. Cornac foresaw how bad that was going
to be. Yeah, I should believe you. I should believe you, Cornac, from now on.
All right, next one. The Diamond Horseshoe Saloon menu, Donald Trump's hair, and the Ark of the Covenant.
Diamond Horseshoe Saloon menu, Donald Trump's hair, and the Ark of the Covenant.
Name three things you should never look directly at. Look away, Mary.
Avert your eyes.
Yes. All right. Sea Rider. It's the new ride in Tokyo, the Nemo ride. Sea Rider.
That it is.
What was the rejected name for every SeaWorld ride ever? They're not very good at naming things.
Are they not?
No. Antarctica, Empire of the Penguin.
How is Disney World at naming things, Cornac?
Oh, not much better, I suppose. Speaking of that, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. What would Barbara Streisand sound like if she spontaneously combusted during a holiday show?
Barbara Streisand. Don't hear much about her on this show, Cornac.
Well, she sings that song. Anyway.
Sure she does.
I warned you, it was a bad night for Cornac. Bad night for Cornac.
You still have time to redeem yourself, it's great not, Cornac.
This one's the worst, I'm warning you. I could see it now. Ghost Galaxy.
Ghost Galaxy.
Ghost Galaxy. Name the next Disneyland attraction to get a Guardians overlay. Guardians of the Ghost Galaxy.
You were right. You are all seeing, all knowing, Cornac.
All right, we're going to see if we can save it. Cornac has a decent feeling about the last two. Is the feather falling off again? Can't tell anyway. I'm going to save that one for last. Cornac has a good premonition.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Dinosaur.
What do you call people who are hurt that their dinosaur fast pass was canceled? Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Yeah.
Sore about it. Get it? Get it? Welcome Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. We are live, of course, on AM 1520 WBZW in Orlando, on YouTube at listen.wdwnt.com, and, of course, and on WDWNT, the app. I almost forgot everybody everywhere we... but anyway. Next week's show, we're going to have an interview with the people behind Wine Bar George at Disney Springs. Excited about that. And a really interesting discussion, because every week in the comments people bring up they're going to stop going to Disney, or they feel like Disney is declining in value, and they take away things that, you know, might be of value to guests, but focus on things that only generate more revenue and things like that. We're going to talk about the value in visiting Walt Disney World, what Disney invests in it, if they're making guests happier or, in fact, declining by degrees. We want to get into that discussion. Every once in a while, we have a somewhat serious discussion on this show next week. An interesting topic. We want to talk to people. Hopefully people call in. We'll have a good discussion about it next week. Nick, who brings us WDW News Tonight?
WDW News Tonight is brought to you by WDWNT.
It's Magical Travel.
Magical Travel. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can save up to 25% on rooms at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels for stays most nights, January 1st through April 8th, 2016, when you book October 3rd through December 21st, 2016. Number of rooms, actually, in the other dates are next year.
What did you do?
Stop. You could save on stays most nights January 1st through April 8th, 2017, of course, because those dates are already passed in 2016. But you got to book those between October 3rd and December 21st, 2016. Number of rooms available for this offer is limited. Just go over to magicaltravel.com. You need to do it now. You need to book your trip today and have fun.
Are you finished?
I think so. I really hope so.
Every week the ads don't move. They don't change position in the show.
I have no excuse.
Anyway.
Well, I have an excuse, but
let's get back.
You don't want to hear
it. Let's get back to our discussion. We still have a lot of show to go. So we're talking about the scariest things in the history of Walt Disney, or Disney parks in general. We've certainly talked enough about California, so bring back the illustrious panel as well. I got a couple more in the chat. Someone said Adventure Through Interspace, old school Disneyland. 20,000 Leagues. I know a lot of people who are claustrophobic, and Submarine Voyage, freaking out about it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's another one. I loved 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea so much. I loved going on it. It was one of my favorite rides, but I was scared to death. And again, not at the creatures or anything like that. I was afraid the sub was going to start leaking and I was going to drown inside this submarine.
Well, it did start leaking and then they closed it.
I think that's a running theme through what I've been scared about at Disney parks.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Someone in the chat brought up what I think is the most feared attraction in the history of Disney theme parks. You ready?
Yeah.
Swinging gondolas on Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Oh,
people! Yes. I have been with so many people who can handle roller coasters, and they go on Tower of Terror, and they go on all these scary rides, and they can't do swinging gondolas on Mickey's Fun Wheel.
That is legit terrifying.
I know. Feels like the ride's breaking.
No, I think there are people that are scared, yes, but there are people that just get violently ill. Yeah. They're not necessarily
scared. There are only two Disney theme park attractions ever that have sickness bags in them, yes, and it's Mickey's Fun Wheel and Mission Space.
Yep.
So there you go. All right, I'm going to look at the chat again. I'm not going to read that one about Nick.
Bring it on.
No, not. What's scary? The lack of space on Nemo Subs. Yeah, someone brought that up again. The lack of attraction to Hollywood Studios. All right, that's fair.
I'm going to go open WDWNT, the app, and look for myself.
There you go.
As an adult, I almost ran into Jafar during Stars and Motor
Cars. That's me.
I got freaked out. Oh, it's Patrick, yeah.
That's me. That happened. I was wandering.
Is that when you died and became a ghost that now haunts this studio?
I like having a disembodied voice. I think I'm going to stick with
it. Is the Phantom Yodeler out there with you? I don't know.
No, he left. I took his place.
Anyway. So it's the dumbest show.
How about the anticipation to see how much you put on your magic band while you before you
the final damage? The finger. Oh, they said Nick's finger twirl. You apparently said wrap it up when we were ending the last.
Oh yeah,
hour.
I did. Yeah,
yeah. Anyway,
that's
everything in the chat. Anyone else in the discussion have anything they were afraid of at the parks at some point? No.
This is very analogous to your Silly Symphony swings breaking and flying into the lagoon. I'm not as worried about the swings, actually, as I am about the Golden Zephyr.
Golden Zephyr. But Golden I figure Zephyr, that thing is like Indy in the fridge in Indy 4. Like, you're going to be fine. That thing is indestructible.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a lot bigger, so you'd think it'd be a lot easier.
You're
going to
tear through the rest of the park in that thing is what's going to happen.
You are. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I can't say my nickname for the ride on this show. It's too vulgar. But anyway. Anything else? Any other rides people are irrationally or even rationally afraid of or have been at any point?
I'm afraid I'll have to go on the Armageddon experience in Disney Studios Paris again.
Jeez. Anyway. Splash Mountain, someone said, yeah. Goosebumps Horrorland. I remember that. That little weird, terrible haunted house there was a part of that was pretty bad. So that was towards the back lot in Hollywood Studios, and where the Monsters, Inc. meet and greet ended up, they set up like black curtains, and three of the Goosebumps characters just kind of popped out from the curtains. It was like really cheap, low-end horror nights. Yeah. Patrick, remember the time we went to Horror Nights and that puppet? That puppet fell on your head. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I did not get CTE from it.
We were in a house at Horror Nights, and literally in the Resident Evil house, they accidentally just dropped a puppet on his head. Like a big, some sort of green monster thing.
It was the first time I wasn't scared at any house, too.
Yeah. And then they hit you with something. They're like, he's not afraid. Throw a puppet at him.
If anyone out there also has some scary things they want to call in to the show, 407-774-8255. You call in with your scariest things at the Disney parks.
Yeah. Bus ride with 120 people to any value resort. I legitimately get like anxiety about that. I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, you remember back in the day when they had that trailer bus that they would deliver, they'd take people from Magic Kingdom to the All-Stars. It was like literally
the double bus?
It wasn't a double bus. It was a tractor trailer that had bus seating in the inside.
Is that a real thing?
It was a thing because I stayed at All-Star Sports in the summer of 2000 or summer of 96, and my cousins and I took this thing back to All Star Sports from Magic Kingdom after the park had closed, and it quite literally was like you were getting into a refrigerated, like trailer car. You know what? That might actually be even more terrifying if it wasn't actually a thing that Disney had, but.
Zach got picked up by a truck driver.
No, but here's the thing. Wow. It wasn't just me.
The 6 years afterwards where we worked in a meatpacking facility was a little weird, but...
But I got to tell you, Ecuador is a beautiful country.
And now you know Spanish, so I mean, right?
Da, ich meine Läden müssen.
Oh, anyway.
Still probably better accommodations than at All-Star.
this mud hut had cleaner sheets. Anyway. Anything else? I don't have anything else in the... People are now making the funny ones, tour groups and all that. Anything legitimate?
The dangling in, at Soarin' right when you first start can be a little disorienting.
Okay. Mission Space, I think, especially after people passed away after riding, I think a lot of people got afraid of Mission Space. I mean, it's the whole reason there's two versions, and the whole reason their ridership is in the toilet, I think, for the most part, is people remember that someone died on there, and they don't go on it, even though last week someone died on Star Tours, but it wasn't Star Tours' fault. The person was in poor health, you know?
So. Oh, I thought it was just the Empire being brutally efficient.
The camera is stuck on Nick.
Yeah, it is. I've tried to tell people that.
I don't know how to take it off. Is that, did that fix it?
No, if you click someone's picture, it sticks on them on your own screen.
No, I'm being told by people
someone
out
in
there.
The chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, now it isn't, so you don't have to stare at Nick anymore. Sorry, I know that was our Halloween surprise. We're going to scare you with Nick's face for 20 minutes. So,
as someone who's afraid of snakes, I didn't appreciate, was it Gigabyte on Honey?
Oh, yeah. The Honey audience. Had the rats, too, or the mice, whatever they were. Yeah, Honey had a lot of them. The giant dog sneezes on you, and it was...
What about the Supreme Leader from EO?
Supreme Leader. I was afraid of Captain EO as a kid. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like Captain EO growing up, so seeing it in 2010 again, I probably had only seen it two or three times in my childhood because I didn't like it. I didn't want to go in there. Magic Journeys is another one people, for good reason, were afraid of as a kid with the creepy clown
and the song. The
haunting music. And yeah, just really freaky and scary. Yeah, everything that's ever been in that theater, for the most part, has been freaky and scary. So, Honey, yeah, Honey's a bad one. Yeah. All right. Seems we're coming towards the end of that of our discussion. Nick, I'll let you plug the app in a moment there, since that's who brought us that segment. I'll lead you along this time.
Very good.
But appreciate we it. Do have WDWNT, the match game, coming up in a few moments. The number to play is 407-774-8255. So start calling in. Nick, tell us about WDWNT, the app, real quick.
Okay, I see what I did here. We switched, we swapped. It was in a different part of the script. I get it now. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. But WDW News Tonight, plus the camera was stuck on me, and it was kind of disturbing a little bit.
That was
and
it.
People were chiming in and telling me what was going on.
Read the ad.
People are already calling in for the match game. Just
read the ad, or I'm gonna try to sneak a weapon in here.
It wouldn't be that hard in there, actually. Well, weapons welcome on the front door here. WDW News Tonight brought to you by WDWNT, the app. Go figure. The official mobile app of WDW News Today. I was just on there chat with some people. The app brings you all the latest Disney Parks news, WDWNT.com podcasts, including WDW News Tonight, streamed right to your mobile device. That's crazy. Park hours, videos, as well as the ability to listen and chat live on the go with this very show and many others. Download the app today for iOS, Android, and Amazon devices by searching for WDWNT or visit WDWNT.com for more information. Are we available on those phones that catch on fire and blow up?
Of course we all are. Right. Don't be ridiculous.
All right. WDWNT, the app bringing the world light leader in Disney Parks News anywhere.
It actually used to be exclusively on exploding phones.
All right, we'll be back with the match game. People are already calling in, but stake your claim. 407-774-8255.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
here goes King where the spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rise the spooks of every size. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. We had an overwhelming response during the commercial break. People that wanted to play the match game. We got our two contestants very quickly, but stay tuned. There should be a second game this evening, so stay tuned for information on that. But thank you to everyone who called in. We appreciate it. Just an overwhelming response. And because of that, anyone who's played games regularly with us tonight, we are giving some new people a chance to join in the fun. So we got two first-time callers, I believe.
We do, and yeah. Do you want to bring them on?
It's time to match the stars, Nick.
It is. Oh, yeah. It's time to play the match game here, Tom. And we're going to bring on our two contestants here now. The first one is Jason. Good evening, Jason. Where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right, sounds good. You excited to play the match game with us?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, and you know, I think last time we played, we like broke a record for matches. We had like, I don't know, some of the like six total matches. It was
just,
crazy. It was insane.
Just six.
So yeah, that's far too high there.
Yeah, I know. Well. So have you ever played the match game before?
I have not.
All right, good, good. All right, so we're going to get you in. You're going to play the match game with us, and your opponent tonight will be JJ. Good evening, JJ.
Hi.
Hi, JJ. You
driving
the there?
No, I'm not driving. Okay. I'm outside with my dog. But
Okay. Listening to us on WDWNT, the app?
On my phone.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good enough. I like it. Where are you calling in from?
From Sacramento, California.
Oh, nice. Thank you. How's the weather out there right now? Good dog walking weather?
Yeah, it's pretty nice today.
What are your dog's names?
I'm walking my dog, Burl, right now.
Burl. All right, very good. And is Burl going to help you with the match game today?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
because no one can help you with the match game. It's impossible.
All right. Well, Tommy, let's meet our illustrious panel.
Sure.
Why don't you introduce them?
Give me some music.
Oh, I will.
There we go. All right, we're going to be matching the WDWNT stars. There is WDWNT Hall of Famer Chris Lestrap somewhere.
Yay, hey.
There we go. Still not Matt Paul, who's now married. Congratulations, Matt Paul.
Woo!
What's that shirt?
It's my Hong Kong Disneyland Halloween shirt. Are we all wearing our Hong Kong Disneyland merchandise?
Yeah, we've all been to Hong Kong.
Yeah, right.
So smug. Jason Diffendahl.
Hey. Hey, howdy, hey.
And a Cubs hat.
That was a Figment hat.
No, I'm talking about the smug LA guy. But anyway. Oh. The ghost of Patrick Atkins.
I'm a ghost.
You're on the honor system tonight. We can't see your answers and your cards, by the way.
I won't cheat.
All right. Ron Deanna.
Well, he's a Boston fan.
All the way
sure.
off to one side of the camera, as always. There's Zach Larson. Who's in Mandalorian armor. Yep. Here you go. And there's me, Tom Corliss. Yay!
I thought that was the Rocketeer.
So let's match the stars on the big money WDWNT The Match Game.
Let's do it.
Take it away, Cicero.
Prizes from Theme Park Connection, our wonderful sponsor. We have a lot of cool stuff as well. All right, so our first contestant, we're going to bring on Jason to be our first contestant tonight. So, Jason, would you like question... first of all, are you familiar with the rules for The Match Game?
I am.
Okay, good. Okay.
Let's explain it real quick.
So what's
going to happen is Nick is going to pose a statement with a blank space in it.
I am.
And then the illustrious panel is going to take that time to write down and answer what they think best fills the blank, or they could just try to be smart asses like Chris will be the whole time.
They will, no doubt.
And then we will go to our contestants. They say what they think most of our panelists have guessed.
Yeah.
Fills the blank. And then you see how many you match. You match one, you get a point.
And if you're watching the show live on YouTube or WDWNT.com, you could see the board. With
yeah,
the
Michael, show us the board for tonight.
Look at this.
There it is.
Look at that. So beautiful. All right. So, Jason, thanks for playing tonight. Would you like question A or question B?
I'll go with my grades in school. I'll go with B.
I like that we could also see the notifications on Michael's computer. Michael, we're going to read all of your texts for the next half hour.
All right. So, here we go, panelists. The first question. Guests dressed up in a variety of Disney-themed costumes.
Hold on. Who's like eating mints?
Paper.
Make sure you have scissors. Paper and a pen.
Yes.
He's too busy deflating his paper.
All right, here we go. Anyway. Guests dress up in a variety of Disney-themed costumes to attend Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The most popular costume is
Who's like working on their car?
Winding up a toy soldier? Is that?
No, that's unclipping a pen.
What? Let me see this pen.
I thought it was starting a Vespa.
It's just a Sharpie.
All right, uncap the pen and leave it uncapped for the duration of the game.
The end will dry out.
Cap on the back of it.
Thank you. Thank you for showing us how pens work.
Is that one of those pens where the bikini drops off the naked lady?
Is that the astronaut pen? Yeah. Is that?
No.
Never mind.
It's not the astronaut pen.
The pen they took to the moon.
Seinfeld reference.
All right, we're never getting to a second game if we don't start.
Hurry up.
All right. So panel, question A. Guests dress up in a variety of Disney-themed costumes to attend Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The most popular costume I saw this year was blank. You know, they like to dress up, obviously, if you're going to the party. So guests dress up in a variety of costumes to attend Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The most popular costume I saw this year was blank. So Jason's got to think up his answer while the panel thinks up theirs and come up with some goodies here. Pretty straightforward one.
Look at that top-notch green screen.
That is good. It's very green.
Hey.
All right. Anybody still writing? Raise your hand if you're still writing.
Is anyone still writing?
I think it looks like he's still writing. No, he's not. Exactly. Thumbs up. All right. All right. Looks like everybody is in. So let's get our answer from Jason. Jason, guests dress up in a variety of Disney-themed costumes to attend Mickey's Not So Scary. The most popular costume I saw this year was what, Jason?
I just think of what most girls tend, or most adult women like to go as, and all I can think of is Slutty Princess.
Slutty Princess. I think we might do this one here.
Does will it match if you said the Vista Way couches?
Close enough.
All right, I want to start off with Patrick. What you got?
Ghost of Patrick.
The Ghost of Patrick had Bob Iger.
Bob Iger, not a match. Ron.
Elsa is a princess, but I don't know if we're going to count it.
But
we can't. We don't have Ron on
just theory. Elsa. Just Elsa?
Elsa.
No, not a match. Not a match. Chris.
Mine is an example of a slutty princess. Tom Corliss.
Thank you.
Zach.
It's the thing that I always see lots of every single year. I went with lazy jack-o'-lanterns.
Lazy jack-o'-lanterns. No.
We couldn't see that one, but anyway. It's still on Chris.
Why is it still on Chris?
Michael, come on. You can do this.
Let's get it to Tom.
Yep, let's just go to Tom. No, that's Jason.
Oh, Jason.
That's Jason. Tom,
said, we do it.
Oh yeah, no, Jason, go ahead.
Tom,
you no, Jason, to go Jason, ahead. You're on gun, camera. Jason. Let's not jinx it.
I said, gun toting southern.
Just a good old boy.
Have you seen my map?
Yes.
Not a match.
Two away from that hoagie at Wawa.
All right, and last but not least, Tom.
I said, David S. Pumpkins. All right. That's enough. Let's continue.
Oh,
so
my.
No match on Slutty Princess.
No match.
Not that anyone's surprised.
JJ. All right, JJ, it's your turn here. You're going to get question B. All right, so it's JJ's turn, and here's the question. Panel, great moments in American history with the Muppets is getting rave reviews, and they may be expanding the show. I hear the next moment in American history they are thinking of adding to the show is blank. What a great show that is. Teaching kids about American history right there in Liberty Square. And maybe expanding the show, getting some more scenes in here. And there, the next moment in American history they are thinking of adding to the show is blank. I like the added flair Michael has here of switching around to the panelists, thinking and writing.
Switching the camera to them when it's actually time.
That would be a good trick. All right. Anybody still writing? Looks like everybody's looking up.
Well, is the ghost of Patrick done writing?
I am done writing.
With Patrick. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.
Does that make you a ghostwriter?
Hey-o.
Here you go, JJ. Great moments in American history with the Muppets getting rave reviews and maybe expanding. I hear the next moment in American history they're thinking of adding to the show is what, JJ?
The Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Wow. I like our
Does that come out
tonight.
Of felt?
All right, guys. Let's see if we get a match for the Monica Lewinsky scandal. I need the list. Where's the people? I need to see.
The list of Lo Cicero. Do you have it?
I don't memorize people's names. All right, let's start off with Ron this time.
We've known everyone for 3 years now.
President Taft getting stuck in the bathtub.
Wow.
Not a match.
Wow.
Not there. Chris, what you got?
I'm going to move to the gutter for round two because that's where it seems to need to be. I said the election of 2016, a.k.a. Democrageddon.
Wow. Nope, not a match. All right, Zach, do we see Monica Lewinsky?
Well, it'd be hard not to, but no, I didn't.
Oh, jeez. The most offensive show we've ever done.
I didn't say that. Myself and Mr. Lestraps actually matched on this one. I said the 2016 election. Hashtag over it. Hashtag Pepe.
Not a match. Zach, what you got?
You just went to Zach. Nick has met most of these people, by the way.
Jason, wow. Jason, save me.
All right, I'll go next. I really, I think I had the same ideas as Chris and Zach. I said Trump winning the election.
That would actually have to happen.
Is he writing with a green pen? Is that
it's a blue pen, but it's somehow my green screen is not working.
Hold
well
it
today.
Up again. Wait, it erased the whole background.
It does. You can see through the pen to the green screen.
I think it's actually blue screen, and you've been wrong the whole time.
That's a maybe.
Better, look at that. That's amazing.
That's a better.
That's like when you're a kid, you had those marker things, and if you rubbed the marker over it, it revealed a picture.
Erases, the magic. Secret.
Look it up, kids.
That's a better illusion than into the high knife.
What?
Going there.
The butterfly and
anyway.
No. Who's next? Ron. Anybody?
I don't think Ron's
drinking
next.
Soda.
I think Tom is next.
I'm next, apparently. I said the Vietnam War.
Oh, my goodness. I say no.
Well, wouldn't it be amazing? I got to go back for Bubba. Tom Hanks theme tonight on the show.
Anyway, Patrick, what offensive
garlic shrimp.
I went with a scandal, but I went with Watergate.
Watergate.
All right, JJ, no matches for you in round one. No matches for Jason either, so you guys are tied at zero. Very good. But JJ, since Jason picked first last time, it's your turn to pick first. Would you like question A or question B here in round two?
I'll take A.
All right, question A. Here you go, guys. Panel. I heard Bob Iger will be personally greeting trick-or-treaters that come to his door this year, but he's not planning to give out candy. No, no. This year, he's handing out blank instead. Mr. Iger, a generous, generous giver during Halloween season, of course. He's going to be personally greeting trick-or-treaters that come to his door. Very nice, very nice. And but what is he planning on giving out? Not candy. Not going to be candy this year. A little turnabout action there. You lighten them up before you drink out of them?
Yeah. I'm done writing, so there's nothing interesting.
Oh, you got that one fast, Tom. You did that one pretty fast. All right. Anybody still there? Looks like everybody's good. No one's saying
I'm
Patrick.
Good.
Patrick, good?
Good.
All right. All right. All right, JJ. Let's get you a match here. I heard Bob Iger will be personally greeting trick-or-treaters that come to his door this year, but he's not planning to give out candy. This year, he is handing out blank instead.
The Rivers of Light official announcement.
The Rivers of Light announcement? That'd be great.
Good one.
That'd be so good to hand out to those trick-or-treaters. Get them in the know before all the bloggers. Yep.
Tom's going to be first in line for candy.
All right, Chris, you're up. Let's see if we got a match.
I want to go to trick-or-treat his house. He's giving out Disney stock certificates.
Oh.
No. Sure it's not Twitter stock certificates?
Not this year.
Those will be worthless.
Zach!
I was in the right park, but wrong attraction. I said Navi Tales.
No Navi Tales.
The kids will know what to do with them.
Is Michael messing with me on purpose? No, Jason is next.
I said I was in the same park as Zach. I said Dinosaur Fast Pass.
Nice. Tom, what you got? We got a match here.
Pink Slips. Yeah.
All right, Patrick's Ghost. What do we got?
Patrick's Ghost.
Terrible versions of the Tower of Terror. Right. Just handing them out. You get a Hong Kong.
Like candy. Wow.
Yeah. Patrick, it says Patrick Ghost on the floor.
And Ron.
And
you know, there's one guy who always gives out pennies. Well, I said you're a Disney star.
You know what would have been a good answer? Sorens, because everybody's getting one. That would have been good. Anyway.
All right, no match for JJ. So far, we're around and we're around and a half in. No matches. But Jason, I feel Jason is going to change that this time around. Here we go with question B for Jason. All right, panel. Tom is so obsessed with the number 7.
How obsessed with the number 7?
Wow. Yes, 7.
Nobody said the right thing.
He's so obsessed.
7.
Yes, 7. He's so obsessed that every night before bed, he has to blank 7 times.
Nope, I'm out.
Wait, this is a religious radio station. I don't know.
Where's the music, Nick? How about the music?
There is music to that one.
Don't use that as an answer. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Tom is so obsessed with the number 7.
7?
Yeah, 7. That every night before bed, he has to blank 7 times.
7?
Yes, 7. I was a little bit nervous about this.
Let's see how many panelists will be fired this evening.
I do have the delay button set. 12 seconds. I have 12 seconds to reach up there.
Chris has like beer goggle cam tonight. Like he only the direct center is focused and the rest is like
I know
blurred. It's like a
it is.
I think you put Vaseline on the lens.
What are those? What are those miniature videos where things it makes everything look tiny?
Fish
eye. No.
No, it hurts with an H.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Can't think of it now.
Hyperspace Mountain.
I'm glad you're dead, Patrick. You deserved it anyway.
All right. Everybody's done, right? I think by now.
I think so. Done.
No? Yes? Yep. Yes, okay.
We're starting with Chris, I guess, because Chris is on camera.
All right, Jason. Jason, you have some time to think about that one. Tom's so obsessed with the number 7 that every night before bed he has to blank 7 times.
This is a tough one. Yeah. I'm going to go with write 7 Guardians of the Galaxy jokes.
Yes. I like it. 7 Guardians of the Galaxy jokes. Who are we starting with? Zach? All right. What do you got?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I had a hard time with this one, too. I said... Praise to Judi Dench.
That's good. That's good. Not a match. Jason.
7 Hail Judys before bed.
That's much better.
Check the website stats.
That's pretty accurate.
I know it is.
That's good. Tom, what do you do 7 times before bed?
Create clickbait.
Yes. Patrick's Ghost, what do you got?
Watch Spectro Magic.
Not a match.
I feel like Patrick's Ghost is a poor spin-off of Blackbeard's Ghost.
Oh, boy.
I tried to keep it clean and just said turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights.
Oh, yeah.
Chris?
I said...
Nope.
Hi. I said, check Twitter and hate tweet half the Disney community.
Also accurate.
Very accurate, yes. But not a match. Not a match.
We're not getting to that second game.
We're not finishing the first game.
0-0. 0-0.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
I could do a tiebreaker. I could just go to one of these other questions here.
Yeah.
Do I do a full question for a tiebreaker, or is it one of those little like ones?
It's full question.
It's a full question.
Right. I'm using this. Right.
What do they both play? I forget how this works.
They each get a question.
They each get a question.
I don't have that many questions. Yeah. All right.
You don't have that many?
We'll come up with more. Okay. We'll come up with more.
It's almost 11. So.
Yeah. 11?
Shut up.
Yes, 11. All right, so I'm going to let Jason go first here. He's going to pick question A or question B. We'll see how far we go with this one. Jason, A or B?
B, please.
B. All right, guys. Let's see if we could get Jason to match here. Panel, here is the next question. Some people prefer more scary activities than Walt Disney World typically offers this time of year. But have you ever eaten a blank at Walt Disney World? There aren't many things more scary than that. Oh, boy. Some people prefer more scary activities than Walt Disney World typically offers this time of year. But have you ever eaten a blank at Walt Disney World? There aren't many things more scary than that.
No one should answer Vista Way so far.
Can't eat a sofa.
Never mind.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Jason's so dancing.
We should all be dancing. Because I think Jason's going to get a match here. I feel it. We should ask Cornac if he feels it, too. All right. Really so looks like we got everybody here. Tear that down. Bring Jason back on. Jason, what is scary that you can eat at Walt Disney World?
It's an oldie but a goodie, but is there anything scarier than turkey leg?
No, it's a good one.
Let's see if there's anything scarier than turkey legs. Let's start with Jason.
I almost put turkey legs. Oh. I changed it to cheeseburger flatbread.
Cheeseburger flatbread.
Yeah, not a match. Not a match, but I feel like we're going to hear that over and over again a few times. Tom, what you got? Cheeseburger flatbread. Yeah. Yeah, that's the winning one here. Patrick's ghost.
I said Italian food. Oh.
Fair.
Ron.
Hopefully an end to the game.
Yeah, it is!
That poorly drawn corn dog means that we have...
No, it's got a bone structure at the end. It's a turkey leg.
I definitely see bone.
Maybe you were just chewing on the end of the stick.
Chris. I don't even know about bone structure.
Chris, give it to us. Yeah! Turkey leg! Turkey leg.
That's Zach,
what you got?
I originally said a cup of water from the Vista Way hot tub, but I actually said Carnotaurus leg.
Carnotaurus leg.
Why?
Not a match.
Why?
Because no one else is getting the Carnotaurus.
Look, we got to use the board.
So, Jason,
big board.
Jason, you got two matches there. What do you think? You think that's going to hold up?
I'm hopeful. I dance pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good, too. So, all right, let's bring back JJ. JJ, this one's going to be tough. This one's going to be tough. You got to get at least three matches here. Don't tie them, please. All right, but we're going to bring this one to you. And so hold on the line, JJ. Panel, here you go. Here is JJ's question. Guys, have you seen the newest treat at Disneyland? They're putting cereal, waffle cones, and peanut butter cups on top of donuts. But not to be outdone, Walt Disney World says they're going to put those donuts on top of blank. Disneyland doing these crazy, crazy donuts, throwing cereal.
Don't read our review.
Yeah, look at the pictures at WDWRT.com. Waffle cones, there's peanut butter cups, there's all kinds of things on top of these donuts. But to outdo them, Walt Disney World says they're going to put those donuts on top of blank. Where are they going to put those things? All right. Looks like everybody looking up. Zach, yeah, we're good. All right.
Put that away.
All right. All right, JJ, you had some time to think about that. What are they putting those crazy donuts on top of?
I'm gonna go for broke and say cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger flatbread.
I like it. I like it. JJ knows how we think. That's a pretty strong answer. And Tom, we're gonna start off with you. Come on, cheeseburger flatbread.
Cheeseburger flatbread.
Cheeseburger flatbread. That's a match. One.
Two more to go.
All right, Patrick's ghost.
I said Dole Whip.
Dole Whip. Not a match. Ron. No. Wait.
I got
yes.
To recycle
Ron.
The paper.
Ron. I said no.
Ron.
I get to recycle the paper with turkey leg.
Turkey leg. Chris.
I don't believe in recycling, so I said churros.
Oh, churro donut.
They put the donut. Never mind.
All right, you need both Zach and Jason to match you. Let's see if we can do it. Zach, what you got?
I'm sorry, I said cupcakes.
Oh, you're a cupcake. All right. Well, we can still tie
on his graph paper.
Jason with
that's
Jason.
What I got.
This would be crazy and ironic. Jason, what do you got?
I got the 10-gallon hat.
Not a match.
It fits your Confederate flag in the background.
All right, we'll put you guys through. JJ, hold on the line for me. Let's bring Jason back on. Jason, congratulations. Two matches there in overtime, and you got the win. You had some great answers there. You quick thinking there. You know the crew too. I felt.
I've been listening for a while.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks again, Jason. We appreciate you playing tonight, and we're gonna get you some prizes from Theme Park Connection.
Or does he not play the Superman?
The Superman.
He always forgets the Superman.
I do. All right, Jason. Wow.
Instead of one prize, you can get two prizes by getting the super match.
Oh, man. It's big. Sorry, I almost got him out of those prizes. So, Jason, which member of our panel would you like to play with? Now, Ron and Chris are the ones who matched you, but you could pick any of the six.
I'm going to have to go with Ron.
All right, Ron, step it up here. All right, here we go. For the super match, here is the question. Ghost blank. Or this
not Patrick.
I wanted the answer.
It's not blank ghost, it's ghost blank.
That would be spectacular. Ghost Patrick.
Oh my. There you go, screw it, Jason's head.
Ghost Patrick t-shirt.
Would it just be a black t-shirt with the word Patrick on it?
There you go.
It's just little blue dot in the blue shoulders.
All right.
The game of life piece.
Ghost blank. All right, Jason, we're going to bring you back on here. What do you think here? Ghost blank.
I'm going to go... I'm going more East Coast. I'm going with Ghost Host.
Ghost Host, good, simple, good to the point. What do we got, Ron?
There you go. Host. That was smart. Ron worked with the Haunted Mansion, so
excellent job. Very good. Congratulations, Jason. You're going to get some cool prizes from Theme Park Connection. I'll be on the line to talk to you in just a moment. And so that was great. That was great. That was a great round of the match game tonight.
It was down to the wire. I don't know if we've ever had to do the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, we have.
Oh, yeah.
We've had to do a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that. You can't remember anyone's names.
No. It's true. I was totally thrown off. I was staring right at him.
Now.
So, brought to you by Theme Park Connection, Tom. Tell us a little about Theme Park.
Check them out online at themeparkconnection.com. They have a 16,000 square foot warehouse full with Disney and movie memorabilia right near the Florida Mall. They're also, of course, at themeparkconnection.com. You could shop online. There's hundreds of eBay auctions every week as well. Really, really great place to shop if you love rare and obscure theme park collectibles, any sort of movie memorabilia, just about anything pop culture related. Definitely check them out. Theme Park Connection, a fantastic sponsor of WDW News Tonight, and who brings you the prizes for every single game we do, and we're very gracious for that. So check them out, please.
And Tom, you should mention they're also only like two blocks off of OBT, so if you're going to be on OBT anyway...
If you're going to Destination D on OBT, then you should check out Theme Park Connection.
With OBT?
Oh, boy. So as far as... I think there's at least a couple questions left for Match Game that were drawn up. Maybe not a full game. But those of you who are WIGS members, WDWNT Inner Globe Society members, if you join us in the post show, we will give you an opportunity to play those for some prizes, again, from Theme Park Connection. So stay tuned. If you haven't joined yet, go to patreon.com/WDWNT. Please sign up. Any amount tonight will get you access to the post show. It's been a really great month at WDWNT. We want to say thank you. So everybody who contributes, whether it's $2, $5, whatever it is on Patreon, is going to get access tonight. So Nick is yelling about something on the phone. I don't know what he
and people can sign up on Patreon right now. It takes like 2 minutes, and you'll get the link to the post show tonight. So if you want to play match game, go sign up right now.
There you go. I'm waiting for Nick to come back because the only thing left in the show is Who Hates Tom, and I can't do that. So
you could try.
I want to mention a new episode of the WDWNT podcast was released 2 or 3 days ago with more of the 45th countdown, and as well interviews Ron conducted with Jim Zub and who's the other one, Patrick? Joshua Williamson?
There it is. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
who were responsible for the Figment comic series and the Haunted Mansion from Disney Kingdom. So it's a really great episode. Please go check it out.
Josh was actually really excited. Ron brought him the first copy that he'd seen of the Tiki Room comic he worked on.
Oh, he did Tiki Room also.
He did Tiki Room, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good comic book. I just got it yesterday.
I still haven't gotten it because the parks don't have it yet. My father buys them in New York, but I don't have him mail them right away. I was hoping to just buy it in the parks, but they don't have a comic book based on a Disney theme park attraction at Disney theme parks for some reason. I don't know why.
Is it because they don't have a Tiki store, so they didn't know where to put it?
It's almost like there's a setup for it at Zanzibar across from Magic Carpets. There is a Tiki Room section.
Yeah,
there's like the Snow Globe and Orange Bird and all that kind of stuff, and it seems like a couple of shelves do duplicate merchandise, so it seems like that would be a good place to put the racks, but they're just not here yet. There also was supposed to be a variant cover, but it never came out, and that cover they said was going to be a variant for the parks came out in comic book stores, so it's very odd.
Sorry to interrupt. Which was the variant for the park?
Orange Bird was supposed to be, and I know it's 1 in 50.
I can't find that, and I can't find one of them. I got three of them. I paid $25 for one of them at Midtown Comics.
Yeah.
I
ended up ordering the Orange Bird for like $30 online because I wanted it, but it's weird. It was supposed to be park only, but it's not. It doesn't say park edition or anything like that. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, Nick, we're running out of time, so who hates me now?
Oh, there are some people who very much dislike you, Tom. So let's go into that segment now. Access. Not that one.
Both buttons are red.
Both buttons are red. I just reach up and hit one. Photo report, Animal Kingdom. That post right there. Yeah. Matt F. wrote in, do you think there's any chance that Pandora, the world of Avatar, I like how he uses the full name with the colon and everything. Or is it a semicolon? Two dots? Semicolon, colon? MIT guys? Colon?
Wow.
Two dots?
Just two dots. Is a colon, yeah.
It's a colon. There you go. Semicolon has the comma. The world of Avatar will be opened by early May 2017, or any part of it, for that matter. I'd love to experience it on my next trip, but since the opening date is only 2017, I have a feeling that means late 2017, most likely. Tom replied, I wouldn't feel comfortable giving a date based on how long this project has taken, so I will simply state that we don't know yet, to which Anonymous replied, come on, Tom, no clickbait. I mean, rumors.
Hey, remember when I told you Celebrate the Magic was going away, and the next day they announced that Celebrate the Magic was going away, and your face.
Yeah. Bodatan? How do you say that?
Bodatan.
Bodatan brings Celtic Rock back to Epcot's Canada Pavilion. Now, the only reason I included these comments, they don't actually hate Tom, but Tom will hate these comments, all right?
What do they say? They're better than Off-Kilter?
Jasmine wrote in, saw them myself on Wednesday. What a great show. One of the best live acts I've ever seen. at Epcot. What's a family? ? Wrote in, yes, if only they could forego the desire to spend time with, oh, because people asked them to stay longer. Never mind.
Yeah, because the reason they turned down staying.
They want to stay with their family.
They didn't want to be away from their families for that long, which...
That one snuck in
even
there.
The point of them saying, like, it's bad they want to stay with their family, still, I mean, an extended contract with, you know, you get paid to support your family by having a... You know, a run at a theme park, it benefits you generally. It also, you know, you get seen by a lot of people. You make a lot more CD sales. Like, Ask Off Kilter and all those other groups, they sold a ton of CDs and got paid very nicely for playing at Epcot. It's a good gig.
Michael wrote in, definitely enjoy this more punk rock style than the Off Kilter's butt rock version. I don't know. I don't even know what that means, but I don't know. Fred wrote in, this is so much better than Off Kilter ever was. And Jeff wrote in, I was always baffled by the popularity of Off Kilter. These guys actually rock.
We'll see if they can shut down an entire side of World Showcase at some point.
So, kind of a week who hates Tom this week. People were more concerned about other things.
There's a lot of other people to hate this week.
There is. And that's about it. That's all I have. Yeah. That's it.
All right.
Not raging hate against Tom. So you did a good job this week. Congratulations.
I suppose.
People like you.
No, they don't.
Maybe the tide is turning.
I don't like me.
Yeah, next week you won't use spell check and they'll all come back.
That is true. That is possibly true. So so here's the deal. If you're listening on like 1520, if you're listening on iHeartRadio or tune in one of those to the show, the show is wrapping up here in just a couple of minutes. If you want to keep going and enjoy the party, because this, if I'm not mistaken, this is open to everybody. You don't have to be a Wigs member, right? The after show tonight?
No, it's all levels of Wigs. Oh, typically, it's only
Wigs. Okay.
A certain level or higher tonight as a thank you for everyone who is supporting us and helping WWNT make it. We're giving everybody access.
Yeah, so here's what you want to do. Unless you're listening, you know, through unless you're a Wigs member or listening on WWNT.com, we're gonna be continuing the show for another about a half an hour.
Yes,
from about 11 to 11:30, and but you have to be a Wigs member to do it. So you got to go over right now to WW. You have a few minutes. It's gonna take us a little while to switch over. Go to WWNT.com/Patreon and become a subscriber. You could to get into the show. What's the lowest someone getting? $7?
$2.
$2.
Yeah.
$2.
Unfortunately, $2 doesn't get you a lot of the other fun stuff, but
right.
Any amount you're willing to contribute to keep WWNT going, if you enjoy what we do, the posts every day, the podcast, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And it's patreon.com/WDWNT.
That's
not
right.
The other way
around. What did you say?
I read that commercial every...
I tune him out.
And I thought about trying to spell Patreon, and I was like, no, let me not, because I'll probably get it wrong. So I stopped myself there.
But like, I don't have it in front of me, but there's a level that'll get you early access to the podcast. Basically, as soon as I finish editing individual segments, I upload them there. And we're going to
put... And now there's an RSS feed for that.
So you could subscribe through an RSS feed and go right to your iTunes whatever. I don't know how that works, Chase. Is it iTunes or it's just RSS?
It'll go into whatever podcast player you put it in.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
That's awesome.
A lot of cool things we're working on there. There's going to be towards the end of the month, or I guess the month's about to end, actually. Sometime before the end of the month, we're going to do an in-park show also. We talked about doing those hour-long in-park sort of tour-type shows. We're gonna do one of those soon, too. So lots of cool stuff for Wigs, and we're trying to give you something for helping support WDW.
All right.
Don't miss next week. Wineboard George interview and that big discussion about the current state of Walt Disney World. So, should be an interesting week next week. With that being said, this week's show is over. So remember, kids, and now a ghost will follow you home. Any questions?